South Korea is facing an environmental change of sorts. In this case, though, it's the educational environment. Responding to heavy criticism, Korean officials have banned corporal punishment from schools. Teachers there lament the loss of control, and even some kids worry that unruly students will get the upper hand. From Seoul, Jason Strother reports.
Cho Une has a searing memory from high school. The 23-year-old recalls when she was a freshman, a teacher got really angry with her for chatting with a friend during class.
He shouted like, "Oh, open your hand." And I opened my hand and, he smashed it with a stick on my hand.
How many times did he hit you?
I don't remember exactly, but it hurt a lot. Several times.
Most Koreans have had a similar experience. Teachers here were permitted to wield what many euphemistically called the stick of love. Corporal punishment was seen as a part of Korea's Confucian educational tradition. But some teachers took it too far. Last year, a student used a cell phone to secretly video the beating of a classmate at the hands of his sixth grade teacher. The teacher pushes and punches the boy as other kids look on. The video went viral, and many parents, students, and teachers were horrified. The teacher lost his job but did not face criminal charges. Seoul's Department of Education soon after forbade corporal punishment, and on March 1st, the beginning of the school year in Korea, a nationwide ban went into effect. But the prohibition has left some educators struggling to find other ways to maintain order in the classroom. Ra Dong-chul is principal of the Jung-an Girls High School in Seoul. He supports the ban on corporal punishment, but he says it leaves the door open for using indirect ways to physically discipline students. Ra says students could be made to stand up for long periods of time during class, or they could run laps around the school's playground or pick up trash in the neighborhood. Na says those methods are allowed under the Ministry of Education's new disciplinary guidelines. The government also says that forcing students to do push-ups is acceptable. But Na says he isn't going to implement those tactics right away. That's because the Seoul School District and many others don't agree with the ministry's new rules. Some educators say that indirect physical discipline isn't any better than corporal punishment. Dong-hoon Chan is a committee chairman at the Korean Teachers and Education Workers Union. We support non-physical discipline, Dong says, like sending kids to a self-reflection room or having the student go on a mountain hike with their teacher to help improve their communication. Dong says he supports the ban, but the Ministry of Education should have had more discussions with teachers on how best to control their students before it took effect. But some students here say the ban was a mistake to begin with. 18-year-old Park Boom-jun says teachers have been left with no authority and bad kids are taking advantage of it.
Since the ban, kids hit their teachers because they know they can get away with it without punishment. I know the ban was supposed to protect a student's human rights, but it's really hurting the teachers right now.
17-year-old Lee Chun-ju agrees.
I think our society needs some kind of punishment to make students change their behavior. Teachers didn't hit students out of anger. It was to make them better students. They want their students to succeed. This was our tradition.
Lee says it was for those reasons the stick of love got its name. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.